From the KASU newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The interim chancellor of Arkansas State University says he intends to bring healing to the Jonesboro campus, as well as to look at internal communication issues and shared governance on campus. Dr. Doug Whitlock has spent over 40 years in higher education at Eastern Kentucky University, where he served many roles, including president. He says Arkansas State and Eastern Kentucky are very similar, which is what attracted him to Jonesboro.
I knew Arkansas State was here. I had been here sometime in the 80s, mid-80s, for a Division I AA NCAA championship playoff game. So I was familiar with the institution. The more I looked at the website and the more I talked to people about it, saw, as he's noted, the similar size, similar program scope, similar mission, lots of things kind of dovetailed and made me think that this would be a good fit. So I said, yes, I'm not interested. I'm very interested. So here I am.
And he says he's been in retirement for a couple of years, but came out of retirement because he says he wanted to get back into higher education on an interim basis.
The opportunity to get back around young people and the chance to work with faculty and staff again was very, very appealing to me. The reason I retired in the first place, I still had some time on my contract, but it was time at EKU to kick off a capital campaign. And the president that starts a capital campaign needs to be the president that concludes it. And I wasn't at the position that I was going to spend five more years. So the opportunity to come here and work for, almost a year was very, very appealing to me.
And Whitlock also tells us what some of his first priorities will be on the job.
We've already started talking about shared governance, I'll just deal with that by topic only, because I don't know what the answers are going to be. I do know that's something that needs to be addressed. But my first priorities are to do a lot of listening and get out and about on the campus and visit with faculty and deans and chairs on their home turf, see what their interests are, what their desires are, what their aspirations are for their programs and this institution. And then to assimilate all of that information. If I were to come in here today and tell you I know exactly what I'm going to do, then he's picked the wrong person.
And that's Doug Whitlock, who says he'll spend his time listening and being in meetings with faculty and staff. He also makes suggestions to ASU Assistant President Dr. Charles Welch about any changes that should be made to move A-State forward. Whitlock will serve his term almost a year until the permanent chancellor is hired before the fall semester of 2017. From the KASU Newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves.